So, Peter, tell us a little bit about what your company produces.
Most of the things that we make are replicas engraved inside glass, of buildings or anime characters, sports memorabilia, and things like that.
I see. What does your job involve?
I'm involved in all of the steps that it takes to get a design from idea to engraved in the glass.
What have you learned through working at your company?
I've learned in particular just how complicated it is to make things. When you're in a shop and you see trinkets that just look cheap, and I guess I've learned that it's a lot more complicated than I thought it was. You can look at things and think that they look cheap, but you don't realize just how many stages there were to production.
Mm-hmm. What aspects of your job do you find the most rewarding?
I'm particularly fond of the start and finish aspect of my job. That every different thing we make is, I look at as a different project. And so while some of them last quite a long time, months, and some of them can go much faster, I like that we start something and we finish something, and then we move on to the next thing.
So, Peter, I hear your background is actually in urban planning. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
It deals essentially with how humans use space. And so where they go, what's needed, what services are needed. And if, for example, there's an open space, how will people who live nearby it use it?
I believe you've been involved in projects to set up what you call productive spaces. Could you explain what those are?
Well, first let me tell you why, what I defined as a productive space. Instead of the narrow idea of agricultural space, I broadened it to include community farms and anything that produces food. So any green space within an urban area that is used to produce food, and that could be professionally or by amateurs.
Mm-hmm. How can productive spaces benefit local communities?
Well, in terms of direct benefit, if there is a community farm or a place where someone can use green space to grow their own food, of course there's a direct benefit to not only the experience, but of course the food that they can get from that. But even people who aren't involved in productive land that's nearby, if your neighbor is growing cabbage, for example, then you still have the open space, so you have the sunlight, and you might have a breeze nearby. So it has a broad benefit, not only just the food from production, but also the green space.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Peter.
My pleasure. Questions. Number 26. What does Peter say about working for the glass company? Number 27. What does Peter say about productive spaces?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.